Good morning. Here we are once again.
Hi, Leslie Ann. How you doing? You know, Leslie Ann, I was talking with some people over the past week and wintertime, and they said they were getting ready to pack up and head to the South. They're snowbirds going to Florida. And the thing about that is, and I know we've talked about moving. Where would we move if we had to, if we retired and the kids are gone,
right,
and we've already discussed that. But do you get an itch in the winter weather to and do you go away to a warm place? I don't. Do you?
Well, no, I don't.
I don't.
You know, we just can't do it. It takes money to do that, and, you know, it's expensive.
Yeah.
To rent a place, even if you're just going for a week, it's not cheap.
I mean,
it sounds
fun, but the reason I say that, too, is I don't know about you, but the winters, I mean, yes, you and I, this winter, we will experience a brutal day or two, and we will talk about it on the air like we did last year when
we had that
snow and you and I couldn't even get out of our parking lot
that was hideous.
Across the street. It was like 25 inches of snow. We'll have something like that. But you know what? Unless it's just me or you getting older, it isn't that brutal.
Like you said, there's a couple of days here and there that are really bad, but when you consider what kind of a fall we had and how things have been going, it seems less and less. Sometimes the weather seems a little more extreme.
Yeah, right. I agree.
But I don't think winters in whole are as cold. I don't know.
It just seems to me that it's not. I mean, there have been bitter, bitter winters where I said, oh, I would just give anything to go to Florida or go to the Caribbean. I agree with you that it's expensive and all that, but I just don't have the pull to do that. It's like, for example, on a winter's day here, usually at 10 o'clock when I get off the air, before I start my production, I go for a walk. It's usually lovely out.
Yeah, it's not bad. Might be a little gray here and there. That's the one thing that I don't like about winters is they seem grayer.
It does for you.
Not as much sunshine. So that, to me, is worse than any amount of snow or precipitation that you can throw.
I agree. And for me, the problem with snow in the wintertime, it isn't the shoveling. It isn't the snow around my house. It's not none of that. For me, it's the driving.
Yeah.
And as you get older...
Yeah, it becomes more of an issue.
It does. It does. But even that... I mean, we'll have bad days, you know,
right,
where we'll say, Just take your time. It just doesn't seem like something you need to flee from anymore. You don't need to pack up in November and go and live someplace else for 4 months.
Yeah. That in itself is like, I know my parents do it every year. They're snowbirds.
Where do they go, Les?
And it seems like it takes them months to get ready to go and do that.
Where do they go?
They go to Florida.
Yeah. Okay.
And the amount of packing and stuff that they bring with them, it's like they're moving once a year. I'm like, geez, it's almost not even worth it for the amount of work that they put in, although they do love it. They don't
like
the winters.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, and I don't know the answer to this, but we'll use your parents as an example, but any snowbird, do they own a place in Florida,
or do they rent?
I wondered, because if you own a place, what is it like to leave in, you know, March, the first week of March, and you come back? Do you ever go back to it, or do you just lock it up for 7 months?
I think that's a big hassle. I mean, to each his or her own, but that doesn't appeal to me at all.
So the reverse is of what we do up here, with a lot of people do up here with baseball camps and baseball rentals and second home vacation rentals, they do in Florida. They have Floridians own places in Florida, correct me if I'm wrong, and they rent them out seasonally to the snowbirds from the north.
Sure.
Wow. I often wondered, because I know so many snowbirds, and I've never asked, whether they're going to a place they own or whether they're going to a place they rent.
Right. And then you have those that have motor homes, and they do it that way.
Right. Where they just pull into a place, yeah, and they rent the lot, or they, yes, rent the parking space or whatever it is. Yeah. Yep. I don't know. I'm not there yet.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll ever be there yet. Mm-hmm. Although it's easy for me to say because I'm not elderly, and I know that the colder temperatures are just harder on elderly.
Yeah, maybe
people.
A week, maybe a 2 weeks during like Trisha's teaching break or something like, yeah, that. But the idea of packing at Thanksgiving time and moving your living environment, you know, 1,500 miles away for 5 months, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, so it seems like a lot of work.
I have a sneaky feeling I don't think I'll ever be there either. So, all right, Leslie, let's go back to work.